Good afternoon. This is Rosina Komoski-Lason, stationed with Providence Senior Piano Recording Line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Mrs. Loretta Stewart. I'm on just a business and I was calling to see if I could help the food cart.
Absolutely. You said Miss Laura, is that correct?
No, Loretta Stewart.
Loretta Stewart, okay. Yes, Stewart, absolutely. So this does have to do with the Medicare benefits, the additional benefits. And we can go ahead and see what's available in your area so what you qualify for. Let's go ahead and start with your zip code, please.
It's 36742.
Okay, 36742. And are you in Hale or Marengo County?
Marengo.
Marengo. Perfect. Now, before we begin, Mr. Medicare requires that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 40 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program for all of your options. And then before I go any further, Medicare does require that I ask you, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No, I'm in my own home.
Very good. And then do you make all of your own health care decisions, or does somebody, maybe like a family member or social worker, help you out with that?
I take them myself.
You did make them? Okay, excellent. Very good. And you said you're on Social Security, you're on disability, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been on disability for? Has it been more than 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, and you have your Medicare Part A and Part B?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that brings us to the next step of the process here. We do need to determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
I have problems with my eyes. So I had surgery on both of my eyes. I can give you my social.
Yeah, we can do it that way, absolutely. Go ahead with that social.
It's 424-844-5605.
5605, is that correct?
5689.
85. All right. Thank you for that. And then can you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Phil, L-O-R-E-T-T-A. And then my last name, Phil, S-T-E-W-A-R-T.
Okay. Short. Okay, and then your date of birth, Ms. Stewart.
8-7-1959.
Thank you so much for this. Let me go ahead and do I have your permission to determine your Medicare eligibility here in the Medicare system so I can pull up your profile?
Yes, you do.
Thank you. All right. Okay, ma'am, I do have your profile pulled up here, and it looks like you have a plan due to start next month, February. So let me go ahead and take a look to see what that is. So maybe that to make sure if there's anything additional that you would qualify for, because it looks like you're switching from one UnitedHealthcare plan to the other. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. So let's see here. And you switched from one to the other because it was offering you higher benefits, correct? All right. Very good. Yes, there are a number of different options in your area there. All right. Bear with me one moment. Here. Now, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Ms. Loretta, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. And with your permission, this verbal scope appointment allows me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. And is it okay that I go ahead and proceed with those plan details?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Loretta, so I'm going to go ahead and just verify your Medicaid level here, too, for the, just to make sure that that is still active. And now you're switching from one United plan to the other. Is it giving you more money on the U card? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me see if there's anything else available to you that's going to give you the highest amount on the food card, and then I'll go ahead and verify your Medicaid level. So just bear with me one moment while I take a look at everything. And then in addition to the food benefit there, did you need any additional dental or vision benefits?
No, I'm fine with it.
Okay, all right. So it looks like you have SLMB, so that's a... It's like partial Medicaid. And have you been renewing your Medicaid? What do you do? Is it every month or every year in your state?
Every year.
Every year, okay. So, yes, you have the SLMB, which is the partial Medicaid. And let's make sure that you are getting the highest amount of benefits available for that. Bear with me one moment here. All right, 009, and then you're switching to the... Okay, so it looks like on the, as far as the over-the-counter benefit, with your level of Medicaid, you are receiving the highest amount. Actually, bear with me one moment. There might be a plan here. It looks like... It would be with Aetna. Are you familiar with Aetna?
Yes, I had Aetna at one point.
Okay. And were you happy with them, or?
No, I wasn't.
No? Okay. Yeah, anything else would give you a lower amount. So I would say you are all set right where you are, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good rest of your day.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.